We continue now with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism and question number 113. What is the grace of perseverance? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke chapter 9 verse 23, Matthew chapter 16 verse 24, Mark chapter 8 verse 34, and Luke chapter 14 verse 27. The people that know their God shall prevail and succeed. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. I chastise my body lest I myself should become a castaway. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27. But I fear lest as the serpent seduced Eve by his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted and fall from the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3. Who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans chapter 8 verse 35. Wherefore, brethren, labor the more, that by good works you may make sure your calling and election. 2 Peter verse 1, chapter 1 verse 10. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of justice than after they have known it to turn back from that holy commandment. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 21. If the salt lose its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, Mark chapter 9 verse 49, and Luke chapter 14 verse 34. That on the good ground are they who in a good and very good heart, hearing the word, keep it and bring forth fruit in patience. Luke chapter 8 verse 15. No man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9 verse 62. Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest some worse thing happen to thee. John chapter 5 verse 14. Stand fast and be not held again under the yoke of bondage. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 and Philippians chapter 4 verse 1. Being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, and stretching forth myself to those that are before, I press towards the mark. Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14. Behold, they that serve him are not steadfast, and in his angels he found wickedness. Job chapter 4 verse 18 and chapter 15 verse 15. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. Persevere under discipline. God dealeth with you as with his sons. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 7. Many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew chapter 20 verse 16. He that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. Well done, good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Lesson 11 in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on the Church. Question 114. Which are the means instituted by our Lord to enable men at all times to share in the fruits of the redemption? The means instituted by our Lord to enable men at all times to share in the fruits of his redemption are the Church and the sacraments. The Church of the Living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. The Church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. And upon this rock I will build my church. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. If he will not hear the church, let him be to thee as the heathen and publican. Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. Who is she that cometh forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in array? Canticles chapter 6, verse 9. Calling together the 12 apostles, he gave them power and authority, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 to 5, and Mark chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. God is faithful, for our preaching which was to you was not, it is, and it is not. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. God hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. For Christ, therefore, we are ambassadors. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and others some evangelists, and others some pastors and doctors, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. I will set up pastors over them, and they shall feed them. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 4, and chapter 3, verse 15. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. Matthew chapter 10, verse 20. Question 115. What is the Church? The Church is the congregation of all those who profess the faith of Christ, partake of the same sacraments, and are governed by their lawful pastors under one visible head. The pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. The holy city, the new Jerusalem. Apocalypse chapter 21, verse 2. A city seated on a mountain. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. The body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. The church which is his body. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. The bride, the wife of the Lamb. Apocalypse chapter 21, verse 9. A mountain in which God is well pleased to dwell. Psalms chapter 67, verse 17. The mountain of the house of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, Micah chapter 4, verse 1, and Psalms chapter 77, verse 54. The city of truth and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the sanctified mountain. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 3. This is no other but the house of God and the gate of heaven. Genesis chapter 28, verse 17. Grain of mustard seed, leaven, net cast into the sea. Matthew chapter 13. That which we have seen and have heard, we declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship may be with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. For Christ, therefore, we are ambassadors. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. God hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 16. Behold, the days shall come, saith the Lord, and I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31, and Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8. Thus saith the Lord God, I myself will take of the marrow of the high cedar, and will set it. I will crop off a tender twig from the top of the branches thereof, and I will plant it on a mountain high and eminent. On the high mountains of Israel will I plant it, and it shall shoot forth into branches, and shall bear fruit, and it shall become a great cedar, and all birds shall dwell under it, and every fowl shall make its nest under the shadow of the branches thereof. Ezekiel chapter 17, verses 22 and 23. And I will give you pastors according to my own heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge and doctrine. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, and chapter 23, verse 4. For we, being many, are one bread, one body, all that partake of one bread. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17. Glorious things are said of thee, O city of God. Psalms chapter 86, verse 3. Question 116. Who is the invisible head of the church? Jesus Christ is the invisible head of the church. Christ is the head of the church. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. The great pastor of the sheep, our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. He is the head of the body, the church. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he hath subjected all things under his feet, and hath made him head over all the church, which is his body. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Other foundation no man can lay, but that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. Psalms chapter 117, verse 22. Matthew chapter 21, verse 42. Mark chapter 12, verse 10. Luke chapter 20, verse 17. Acts chapter 4, verse 11, Romans chapter 9, verse 33, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. Behold, I will lay a stone in the foundations of Zion, a tried stone, a cornerstone, a precious stone. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 23, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, and John chapter 10, verses 11 to 14. And my servant David shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 24, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5. Thou wilt keep me to be the head of the Gentiles. 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 44, and Psalms chapter 17, verse 44. A son is given to us, and the government is upon his shoulder. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Him who is head, even Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Question 117. Who is the visible head of the church? Our Holy Father, the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, is the vicar of Christ on earth and the visible head of the church. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. John chapter 10 verse 2. And to Simon he gave the name Peter. Mark chapter 3 verse 16, Luke chapter 6 verse 14, and John chapter 1 verse 42. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. And I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound also in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, it shall be loosed also in heaven. Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. Thou shalt find a stater, take that and give it to them for me and thee. Matthew chapter 17 verse 26. And it came to pass that Peter, as he passed through visiting all, Acts chapter 9 verse 32. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rising up said to them, Men, brethren, you know that in former days God made choice among us, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Acts chapter 15 verse 7. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship, Peter's ship. Luke chapter 5 verse 3. Thou being once converted, confirm thy brethren. Luke chapter 22 verse 32. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. John chapter 21 verses 15 to 17. The names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter. Matthew chapter 10 verse 2. Luke chapter 6 verse 14. Acts chapter 1 verse 13 and chapter 3 verse 1 and chapter 12 verse 5. And John chapter 20 verses 5 and 6. Thy name shall not be called Jacob, but Israel, for if thou hast been strong against God, how much more shalt thou prevail against men? Genesis chapter 32 verse 28 and chapter 35 verse 10. Question 118. Why is the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, the visible head of the church? The Pope, the Bishop of Rome, is the visible head of the church because he is the successor of Saint Peter, whom Christ made the chief of the apostles and the visible head of the church. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. And I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. John chapter 21 verses 15 to 17. The church that is in Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth my son Mark. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13. May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, provide a man that may be over this multitude, and may go out and in before them, and may lead them out, or bring them in, lest the people of the Lord be as sheep without a shepherd. Numbers chapter 27, verses 16 and 17. Question 119. Who are the successors of the other apostles? The successors of the other apostles are the bishops of the Holy Catholic Church. His bishopric let another take, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Acts chapter 1, verses 20 to 26. Neglect not the grace that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with imposition of the hands of the priesthood. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. For this cause I left thee in Crete, that thou shouldst set in order the things that are wanting, and shouldst ordain priests in every city, as I also appointed thee. Titus, chapter 1, verse 5. Their sound hath gone forth into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Psalms, chapter 18, verse 5, and Romans, chapter 10, verse 18. And he took up the mantle of Elias that fell from him. The spirit of Elias hath rested upon Eliseus. 4 Kings, chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. And when they had ordained to them priests in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord. Acts, chapter 14, verse 22. For this cause have I sent to you Timothy. 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 17. We sent Timothy to conform you and exhort you concerning your faith. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 2. For I think that God hath set forth us apostles. 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 9. And hath made us a kingdom and priests to God and his Father. Apocalypse, chapter 1, verse 6. The things which thou hast heard of me by many witnesses, the same commend to faithful men, who shall be fit to teach others also. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 2. Question 120. Why did Christ found the church? Christ founded the church to teach, govern, sanctify, and save all men. Going therefore, teach ye all nations. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and other some evangelists, and other some pastors and doctors, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. That penance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all nations. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you. John, chapter 20, verse 21. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. John, chapter 20, verse 23. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you, that you should go and should bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain. John, chapter 15, verse 16. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20. To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Mark, chapter 4, verse 11. Behold, the days shall come, saith the Lord, and I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31, and Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 8. And I will set up pastors over them, and they shall feed them. Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 4, and chapter 3, verse 15. You are the salt of the earth. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13. You are the light of the world. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. I have set thee to be the light of the Gentiles, that thou mayest be for salvation unto the utmost part of the earth. Acts chapter 13, verse 47, and Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. Question 121. Are all bound to belong to the church? All are bound to belong to the church, and he who knows the church to be the true church and remains out of it cannot be saved. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. He that doth not believe is already judged. John chapter 3, verse 18. They went out from us, but they were not of us. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. and the Lord increase daily together such as should be saved. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. He that heareth you, heareth me, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me. Luke chapter 10, verse 16. If he will not hear the church, let him be to thee as the heathen and publican. Matthew chapter 18, verse 17, and Mark chapter 6, verse 11. He that shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew chapter 10, verse 33, Luke chapter 12, verse 9, and 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. One body and one spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 16. All kings of the earth shall adore him, all nations shall serve him. Psalms chapter 71, verse 11. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and co-partners of his promise. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6. The Lord hateth all abomination of error. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 13. Beware lest thou offer thy holocaust in every place that thou shalt see. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13. Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Why have you forsaken the Lord, the God of Israel, building a sacrilegious altar and revolting from the worship of him? Josue chapter 22, verse 16. Stand ye on the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, which is the good way, and walk ye in it, and you shall find refreshment for your souls. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. For there will rise up false Christs and false prophets, and they shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, and Luke chapter 21, verse 8. Bringing into captivity every understanding unto the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Moreover, out of all the tribes of Israel, whosoever gave their heart to seek the Lord, the God of Israel, came into Jerusalem to sacrifice their victims before the Lord. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 11, verse 16. Harden not your necks as your fathers did. Yield yourselves to the Lord and come to his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 30, verse 8. Our fathers have sinned and done evil in the sight of the Lord God, forsaking him. They have turned away their faces from the tabernacle of the Lord. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 29, verse 6. All the ends of the earth shall remember and shall be converted to the Lord. Psalms chapter 21, verse 28. That which we have seen and have heard, we declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. We, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Romans chapter 12, verse 5. Woe to the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and see nothing. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 3, and 13, verse 9. You adore that which you know not. We adore that which we know. John chapter 4, verse 22. This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain do they worship me, teaching doctrines and commandments of men. Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9, Mark chapter 7, verses 6 and 7, and Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. Behold, Now is the acceptable time. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. And there shall come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 13, verse 29. They that love his name shall dwell therein. Psalms chapter 68, verse 37. And thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that the strength of the Gentiles may be brought to thee. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 11. Seek, and you shall find. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. For if they were able to know so much as to make a judgment of the world, how did they not more easily find out the Lord thereof? Wisdom, chapter 13, verse 9. They are inexcusable, because that, when they knew God, they have not glorified him as God nor given thanks, but became vain in their thoughts, and their foolish heart was darkened. For professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans chapter 1, verses 20 to 22. A man that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, avoid, knowing that he that is such a one is subverted and sinneth, being condemned by his own judgment. Titus chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Indeed, the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. This is no other but the house of God and the gate of heaven. Genesis chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. They shall be cursed that shall despise thee, and they shall be condemned that shall blaspheme thee, and blessed shall they be that shall build thee up. Tobias chapter 13, verse 16. Lesson 12, on the attributes and marks of the church. Question 122. Which are the attributes of the church? The attributes of the church are three: authority, infallibility, and indefectibility. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you. John chapter 20, verse 21. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me. Luke chapter 10, verse 16, Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, and John chapter 13, verse 20. The church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. The truth dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. 2 John chapter 1, verse 2. Question 123. What do you mean by the authority of the church? By the authority of the church I mean the right and power which the Pope and the bishops, as the successors of the apostles, have to teach and to govern the faithful. Calling together the 12 apostles, he gave them power and authority, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you. John chapter 15, verse 16. Neither doth any man take the honor to himself, but he that is called by God, as Aaron was. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4. I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound also in heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, and John chapter 20, verse 23. And Jesus coming spoke to them, saying, All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 19. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He that heareth you, heareth me. Luke chapter 10, verse 16. And I dispose to you, as my Father hath disposed to me, a kingdom. Luke chapter 22, verse 29. As thou hast sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. John chapter 17, verse 18. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up another way, the same is a thief and a robber. John chapter 10, verse 1. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you. John chapter 20, verse 21. The Holy Ghost hath placed you bishops to rule the church of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. How shall they preach unless they be sent? Romans chapter 10, verse 15. The words which thou gavest me, I have given to them. John chapter 17, verse 8. Obey your prelates and be subject to them. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. The scribes and the Pharisees have sitten on the chair of Moses. All things, therefore, whatsoever they shall say to you, observe and do. Matthew, chapter 23, verses 2 and 3. Remember your prelates who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow. Be not led away with various and strange doctrines. Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 7 to 9. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 40. Do not fear, but speak, and hold not thy peace, because I am with thee. Acts chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. John chapter 13, verse 20. Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Acts chapter 19, verse 15. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. If any seem to be a prophet or spiritual, let him know the things that I write to you, that they are the commandments of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For so the Lord hath commanded us, I have set thee to be the light of the Gentiles, that thou mayest be for salvation unto the utmost part of the earth. Acts chapter 13, verse 47, and Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. Our sufficiency is from God, who also hath made us fit ministers of the New Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. For we are God's coadjutors. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Our power which the Lord hath given us unto edification. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8, and chapter 13, verse 10. For our gospel hath not been unto you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. But we have this treasure, authority to preach, in earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of the power of God, and not of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. Matthew chapter 10, verse 20, and Mark chapter 13, verse 11. And God indeed hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly doctors, after that miracles, then the graces of healing, helps, governments, kinds of tongues, interpretations of speeches. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. That penance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all nations. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. Beware of false prophets. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither the things they say, nor whereof they affirm. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I did not send prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 21. Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered up to Satan. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 20. Thy own wickedness shall reprove thee, and thy apostasy shall rebuke thee. Know thou and see that it is an evil and a bitter thing for thee to have left the Lord thy God. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19. We will continue with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled by Reverend Thomas E. Cox, on tape number 6. Please join us.